Well, the headline today coming out of China, besides the visit of President Hu Jintao to Washington, is China's GDP number. They're reporting higher than expected GDP growth, now 10.3%.
Only 10%.
In 2010. Yeah, that's
low double digits.
That's all. Yeah. And we wanted, doing this now is Bill Adams. We wanted to get an answer from an actual economist. He's on the conference board, China Center in Beijing, which is a not-for-profit business research organization. And Bill, when was the last time the U.S. GDP, for example, was above 10%?
That's a great question. I don't think in my lifetime.
Not since you were born. All right. So you're there in Beijing, and I'm wondering, I mean, certainly it's not within my lifetime either, probably. What does 10.3% growth look like?
Well, the Chinese economy in the last couple of months, the job market has been fairly good. There are labor shortages in certain parts of the economy that have been reported over the last year. And the very rapid growth has been pushing up inflation in China, which was, I think, 3.4% for the year as a whole, and was running higher than that for over the last couple of months. And so now people are more worried about is inflation going to become so high that it's a problem, rather than is growth going to be good enough? It's a big contrast with what we're used to in the United States.
Is a labor shortage thereby raising wages across China?
Oh, the labor shortage is I think an outcome of two effects. One is a cyclical bounce back after the global recession, and China had an investment boom, and infrastructure construction took off in 2009 and 2010. And so that created a lot of new jobs for blue-collar workers in China.
Bill,
at the same time, the
But, Bill, I mean, one would assume, I mean, we've heard for a long time that there's so many available workers in China that that's why wages are so low. So if they're actually short of workers, are their daily wages, are their hourly wages going up now as labor becomes more valuable a commodity there?
That's absolutely correct. There are two sides to that. One is that wages are rising quite rapidly in China. Wages have actually been rising in the high single digits, although slower than GDP growth, for most of the past decade, on average for the whole country. But the other factor at play here is that the labor force in China is aging very rapidly. The 16 to 40 year old age bracket in China is actually declining in year over year terms. So the idea that we're used to, that there's millions of Chinese laborers coming in from the countryside every year looking for work, is much less true today than it was 10 years ago. And 10 years from now, it's just going to be totally false.
That's Bill Adams. He's a resident economist at the Conference Board China Center in Beijing. Thanks so much for joining us, Bill. It sounds like China may be looking more like other first world countries sooner than we think. And we're asking you if you even know how dependent you are on Chinese products and goods. Do you know how many things that you own that are Chinese? Give us a head start in this conversation. Text the word start to 69866. From Florida, we got this response. China made this mobile in my hand that I'm texting you with. I bet a lot of people have.
More than half of the construction cranes in the world are in China.
In China.
In
located
China,
there.
Right now, yeah.
Yeah. Makes sense.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.